And tonight, let's begin with the teaching. I know Pastor Ed has been teaching on healing, and tonight I want to teach a little bit more on that line, on that line, Christ the healer. And I just want to say that whenever you're hearing the word of the Lord, there's two things that are going to happen. One, maybe you're going to learn something new. Maybe you're going to get a revelation, something new. Or maybe whatever it is that you already know is going to be strengthened. Either way, you win whenever you hear the word of the Lord being taught. First of all, whenever the word of the Lord is being teach, you can learn something new, or you can strengthen already a belief that you already have. So tonight, maybe you learn something new, or maybe you're going to strengthen a belief that you already have on healing. And tonight, we're going to talk about Christ the healer, that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, I know, because I have been part of this church for so many years, and I know through the teachings of Pastor Clinton and Sarah and Pastor Greg and Pastor Ed, I know you already have heard so many messages on healing, which is great. And I know that I have heard so many messages on healing. But I just wanted to warn you or tell you that never think that there is nothing more to learn. There's always something else to learn, to be learned. So never think that, oh, I already know everything about healing. Because I know the Lord wants to teach you something tonight. I know he wants to do it. And he will do it. And this will help you in the days to come. If you can go with me to Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5. And we want to start there reading from the New King James Version, Luke 5, verse 12 and 13. And I want to read it from the New King James Version, Luke 5, verse 12 and 13. And it says, "And it happened when he was in a certain city," he was, meaning Jesus, "and it happened that when Jesus was in a certain city, that behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus, and he fell on his face and implored him, saying, 'Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.' Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, 'I am willing, be cleansed.' Immediately the leprosy left the man." This story is so amazing. We have a man here that was full of leprosy. He was really sick. And he saw Jesus. He probably heard that Jesus was passing by that day on that town. And he comes to meet Jesus. And he says, "Lord, if you are willing." He starts with a question. "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." And you know that millions of people around the world have the same question concerning healing. They want to know if God is willing to heal them. Even Christians. I've been a pastor for many years now, and there's a lot of times when people have come to me and asked me if I can tell them that that God wants them to be healed, and they want to know if God wants them to be healed. People usually don't have a hard time believing that God can do it because God is all powerful. He can do all things. And people usually don't have a hard time believing that God can do something. Where people have a hard time believing is if God wants to do something. So this man comes to Jesus not asking, Jesus, can you heal me? Can you heal me? That's not a question. Or that's not what the man is asking. He's asking, Lord, if you are willing. Apparently, he didn't have any issues about the will of Jesus in this case. And he's asking this question, if you are willing. And I know a lot of Christians, they're still asking the same question nowadays. Lord, if you are willing, you can clean me or you can heal me. And because they are not sure if the Lord wants to heal them. I know many Christians know that God can do it because he is powerful, but they are not so sure if he wants to do it. And if you are not 100% sure about God's will, you're going to have a hard time getting your healing. Now, if you're going to be healed, and if you're going to live in health, you will have to know God's will concerning healing. You need to know it. And there's two ways you can get your healing. One way you can get it through faith, which means you have to learn something through faith, because faith comes by hearing and by the hearing of the word of the Lord, or by the move of the Spirit, by the move of the Holy Spirit. Let me say that again. There's two ways you can get your healing. One, you can get it through faith, which means you have to learn something. You have to learn some scriptures. And through faith, you can always be healed 100% of the times, because that's what the word of the Lord says. And through faith, like Brother Hagen used to say it, is the highest way to get healed. Or that's the best way to get healed, by faith. Because by faith, you don't need nobody to pray for you. You can learn it yourself. You can learn the scriptures. You can get it by faith. That's one way to be healed. And the other way is by the move of the Spirit, which means that maybe somebody is teaching, or maybe a preacher is teaching, and he says, right now, I sense in my spirit that I want to pray for somebody that is suffering from cancer. And that's the move of the Spirit. And then he calls that person, he prays, the anointing comes, and that person is healed. That's one way. But what happens if the preacher is not there? What happens if the move of the Spirit is not there? Are you going to continue with cancer, or are you going to get faith and get your healing through faith? That's why I'm telling you that there's two ways you can get your healing. But let's go back to the story. This man comes to Jesus and says, if you are willing, he wants to know the will of Jesus. I want to know, Jesus, if you want to heal me. Now, Kenneth Hagin used to say that the gospel of Jesus runs on two tracks, or travels on two tracks, and that's salvation and healing. The gospel of Jesus runs or travels on two tracks, salvation and healing. What does that mean? That God wants everyone to be saved and God wants everyone to be healed. That's his will. God wants you to be healed. I remember my wife was diagnosed with a tumor. It was around 2006. I remember that we went to the doctors, 2005, and there was a doctor that was checking my wife, and he said, your wife is, she has a tumor, and her womb or uterus have to be removed. And I remember I was waiting outside, sitting in my car, and she was with the doctor inside the office. And then she called me, and she's like, the doctor wants you to come in and talk to him. And I went and sat down in front of the doctor, and he's like, your wife, she's really sick. And we have to perform a surgery, and the uterus have to be removed because there's a tumor in there, and probably there's a brain tumor also. And I remember that my wife was really, obviously, scared, and it was not a good day. The report wasn't good. And I remember that the doctor said, "You will have to go to the drugstore and get some medicine that I'm gonna tell you." So he started writing down the prescription. And he's like, okay, it's going to be expensive. She has to drink the two pills tonight. And then tomorrow she will have to come and we want to do the surgery. And her uterus is going to be removed. And then we'll see about the brain tumor and everything else. And my wife was already crying and it was a hard day, really bad day. And we started driving. We went to different pharmacies looking for the pill, and we couldn't find it. And then we went to another one. I think it was like 6 or 7 stores that we visited. And finally, we got to one that they were selling the pills. And I remember that night, I sat down with my wife, and I told her, look, I'm always going to support you. I'm always going to be with you. Whatever is it that you want to do to your body, obviously concerning your healing, I'm always going to be with you because I want to see you in good health. And if you want to take this pill and if you want to do the surgery tomorrow, that's okay. But I sense in my heart, in my spirit, that we should go to see another doctor and get a second opinion. And she was obviously shaking. She was crying. And it was a really bad situation. And she's like, okay, let's do it. And we had a friend, a doctor, that he was a Christian doctor. And I called him that night. And I said, there's a situation with my wife. And I need to see you tomorrow if you can. And he's like, yeah, come to the office. And he's like, don't take the pills. Don't take the pill that this doctor told you. Don't take anything right now. Because the doctor that told my wife to take the pill said, you're going to take the pills. You're going to start bleeding. And then you're going to come to the hospital. And we're going to do the surgery. And we're going to remove the uterus. And that's how everything was supposed to be. And the Christian doctor said, don't go, don't do it, and I want to see you tomorrow with my wife. His wife was also a doctor. And I remember going to that hospital the next day, and they started asking my wife different questions. And he is like, okay, the wife said, have you done a pregnancy test lately? And my wife says, nope. Okay, before we do anything, the first thing you need to do is to do a pregnancy test. before the tumor that the doctor says that is in your womb or anything, we have to check if you are pregnant. And that's what she did. We went straight to the where they were doing the test, and she's like, okay, go home, and then we'll let you know about the results. And I remember that it went like after 24 hours, she called me. I answered the phone, and she's like, I want to let you know that your wife doesn't have a tumor. She is not sick. She is 7 weeks pregnant. What this doctor saw in her womb, thinking that it was a tumor, is a baby. And that was 2005. And now that tumor that it was supposed to be, that it was a baby, it's Ian, that is now here in ROCC, Español, every Sunday working for the Lord. And I still remember, and I'm telling you that story because so many times when we get scared, we do things that the Lord is not necessarily approving. So before we do anything, we have to come to the Lord. We have to be in peace. And we have to know that the will of the Lord is for you to be healed, for you to be well. And I told my wife that obviously we started praising the Lord because now Ian is here, and we never went back to this doctor. Obviously, I was kind of upset, but I just pray the Lord. I just praise the Lord because he helped us that day. I still remember writing an email to Pastor Sarah telling her the story. And she just wrote back to me and said, well, the devil lost against your family again. Now, I'm telling you this story because the devil is going to attack your healing or your health many times. There's two things that the devil is going to attack in your life: your healing or your health and your finances. So this man that comes to Jesus and says, if you are willing, remember he says, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Now, whenever we read this part of the scripture, we can just read it over and not even thinking about what is going on. Remember, this guy was full of leprosy, which means he was not supposed to be on the streets. He was not supposed to be with people. He was not supposed to be talking to Jesus. He was not supposed to be hanging around people. He was supposed to be isolated somewhere where there was no people. But this man was also, he first of all was willing to get his healing. He was willing to be healed. That's why he came out of his isolation and came to Jesus and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. If you are willing. Which takes me to this first principle that I want to give you. If you are going to live in health, if you are going to get your healing, you have to be willing to get it. You have to be willing to fight for your healing. Don't be passive concerning your healing. Never accept sickness in your body. Don't accept it as if it's from God. Don't accept a headache, just an ache, because, oh, this is a headache. It's going to go away in a few hours or a few days. One day I was talking to a person, and this person told me, I don't need to pray when I have a headache because it can go away without an aspirin. And maybe it's true that you can take an aspirin and the headache is going to go away. But the Lord told me, if you let a headache stay with you and you don't pray, you're actually making room for sickness in your body. And yes, first of all, it's going to be a headache. And then it's going to be something else. And then it's going to be something even bigger. And all of a sudden, you're going to be in a big mess concerning your health. So it doesn't matter if it's a headache. Just pray. And the Lord is going to heal you of that headache. Of that headache. And that's how I've been training my kids. For example, when Ian was around 2 or 3, 4 years old, or 5 years old, 6 years old, and he will wake up to go to school, and he will tell me, Dad, I have a headache. Can I stay home and not go to school? And I will tell him, don't worry, Ian, we're going to pray that the headache goes away, and you're going to be okay, and you're going to go to school. Or he will work. Or he will tell me, I have a stomachache. I don't feel well. I don't want to go to school. And I will say, okay, let's pray. You're going to be okay. Your stomach is going to be okay. And you have to go to school. And I remember his little face. He will be looking at me like, okay, let's pray. And I will pray. And he will be okay. But I was training him not to accept sickness. Now, I know people are going to criticize me and say, oh, he will send his kids sick to school. No, I will send them healed because the Lord is our healer. I will pray and he will receive his healing. And I think he did it only a couple of times and then he stopped doing it. And I praise the Lord because he is healed. Ian is healed. I am healed because Christ is my healer. So don't be passive concerning your healing. You have to have a fighting spirit. Don't let sickness stay in your body. When I said don't be passive, means that you have to keep learning about healing. There's a few things that I usually study during the year. Even though I was a teacher of Christ the Healer in Mexico when I was at Rema in the school, and I will teach Christ the Healer every year, I will teach healing. I will study healing for myself every year. So I usually study healing for myself every year. I usually study about prosperity for myself every year. And I usually study about marriage every year for myself. Why? Because I don't want to be passive in this regard. Because I know the devil, he's going to attack your health and he's going to attack your finances. And obviously, if you are married, he's going to attack your marriage. So when I said don't be passive, means you have to go into the word and learn about healing and learn about prosperity and learn about marriage. And praise the Lord that in this church, RLCC, the pastors, they do a great job teaching us every year about healing. Sometimes people will say, I don't know why the pastor is teaching about healing again this year. Well, because we need it. And if he doesn't do it, then people are going to start forgetting about the promises. And people are going to start forgetting about what the word of the Lord says. And that's why people start suffering about sickness. So don't be passive. Keep learning, okay? Have a fighting spirit. Don't let sickness be in your body. Now, this man said, came to Jesus and said, Lord, if you are willing, first of all, he wanted to know if Jesus was willing to do it. Let's see what is it that Jesus answered to this man. The next verse 13 says, then he put out his hand. He's talking about Jesus. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, what is it that he said? I am willing. Be cleansed. What was the Jesus' answer? He's like, I am willing. When the man came to Jesus asking, Lord, if you are willing, you can heal me. Jesus didn't say, you need to pray more. You need to fast for 21 days. You need to take this sickness as a lesson in your life. That was not the answer of Jesus to the man. And that's, I'm telling you this because that's what usually people think when they come to the Lord and they're praying, Lord, heal me. Usually people are thinking along these lines. I need to pray more to get healed. I need to probably fast a little bit longer. I probably need to do something else to get my healing. But the most amazing thing right here is that Jesus, when the man came and said, Lord, if you are willing, Jesus didn't tell the man, come back tomorrow. I'm not ready to heal you. Come back tomorrow because you still have things to learn. Come back next week because you haven't learned your lesson. I don't know how many of you are glad that Jesus didn't say none of these things. I know it's good to pray. I know I'm not saying that it's bad to fast, to pray, but concerning healing, we don't need to fast or to pray 21 days for the Lord to heal you. Jesus put out his hand and touched the man and said, I am willing. I am willing. Lord, if you are willing, heal me. If you ask tonight, if you ask Jesus tonight, Lord, if you are willing, heal me. What will be Jesus' answer to you? Pray more? Fast a little bit longer? Come back tomorrow? I don't want to. I don't have power. What will be Jesus' answer? I am willing. Be healed. That was Jesus' answer back then. That's Jesus' answer today. And that will be Jesus' answer tomorrow. The Lord is willing to heal all of us of all our sickness. As a matter of fact, let's read another scripture, 1 Peter 2:24. The words of Jesus were revealing the will of the Father. The actions of Jesus were also revealing the will of the Father. If Jesus' answer was, I am willing, that's the same answer that the Father is also giving us today. He is willing to heal us. In 1 Peter 2:24, it says, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Healed is past tense. Jesus already healed us. We are healed. We are not trying to get healed. I know there's a lot of Christians that are trying to get healed today. I know there's a lot of Christians. I'm not talking about people that don't believe in the Lord. I'm talking about Christians. Christians today are trying to convince God to heal them when God has already done this. He has already done it. God is not healing anyone. He has already done it. And that's something that has to be, that's something that has to change in your mind. If you're still thinking, I need the Lord to heal me, or I want the Lord to heal me, then there's something that has to change in your belief system. Because me, Enrique Perez, I'm not trying to get the Lord to heal me. I know I am healed. I'm 47 years old, and I've been healed since I accepted the Lord as my Lord and Savior when I was 22 years old. I have never called in sick to my job. I have never called to the office and said, hey, I'm not coming to work because I'm sick. Now, I'm not condemning anybody that has done so. I'm not condemning anybody, but I'm just trying to tell you, I know what I'm talking about. He has healed you already. He's not going to heal you. And that's something that you have to renew in your mind. Because I hear a lot of Christians trying to convince the Lord to do something that he has already done. So what's what is it that we need to do? You have to convince yourself to believe that God has already healed you. By whose stripes you were healed. We are healed. You have to change your thinking. You have to change your thinking. I'm so glad that Jesus did this to this man, to this sick man with leprosy. And remember, leprosy was a sickness that the person wasn't supposed to be touched by nobody. So when the man comes and kneels before Jesus and says, Lord, if you are willing, he's on the floor. Jesus does something that is really amazing. He puts out his hand, telling us that it doesn't matter how difficult the sickness is. It doesn't matter if you are full of leprosy. It doesn't matter what kind of sickness. It doesn't matter anything. The Lord is telling you tonight, I am willing. So I don't know what is it that you are suffering tonight. I don't know if it's been a condition for weeks or years or days or minutes. It doesn't matter. The Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is still putting out his hand and touching people, telling them, I am willing. I am willing. Let's finish with this scripture. In Romans 8, 32. Romans 8, 32. I just pray for you that you will get a revelation that the Lord has done these things about your healing, that you don't need to do anything else. I'm not saying that we don't need to pray. I'm not saying that we don't need to fast. But you don't need to pray or you don't need to fast to convince the Lord to heal you. He has already done it. Romans 8, 32 says, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things. How can we come to the Lord and cry because we are not convinced that He wants to heal us, or we are not convinced that He already has healed us? After reading this scripture, He, God, who did not spare His own Son, but delivered up for us all, He gave His Son to die for us. How is it possible that we cannot accept that He has already healed us if He has already delivered His Son for us? How shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? All things. So it doesn't matter what's the sickness, the condition that you are going through tonight. Now, I just want to end praying. If there's somebody watching and you've been dealing with sickness, I just want to pray. One day, I was in a hospital praying for a lady that she was in a coma after suffering a situation in her lungs because she used to smoke a lot. And I remember I was invited or called by the husband and said, "Can you come and pray for my wife?" And I said, "Yeah, I will go." And I prayed for the lady. And I was praying for her, and I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel goosebumps. I didn't feel the anointing, nothing. I was just there in front of this lady, and she was in a coma, and the husband was beside me, and I was thinking, I'm just going to pray. I was thinking. I didn't say it out loud. And I said, "I'm just going to pray." And I was thinking, in a carnal mind, I was like, nothing is going to happen. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm doing here. Obviously, I was the pastor and I was praying for this lady. And I remember praying for her. And we prayed for her healing. And I left the hospital. In my carnal mind, I was like, nothing happened. This is just, just to feel, to make the husband feel a little bit better. But in my spirit, I know when we pray by faith, not by feelings, the Lord works and His anointing works. A few days after, the lady came out of the coma. She actually went to a meeting 2 months later, and I was talking to her, and I asked her, "Do you remember when I went to the hospital and I prayed for you?" And this is what she told me. "Yes, I remember. I was able to hear you in my spirit that you were praying for me, and the Lord healed me." Now, that day, I didn't feel anything. I just prayed, because by faith, you are not supposed to feel anything. Praise the Lord if you feel something. But if you don't feel anything, it doesn't matter. The Lord is doing it. I remember one day I went to a hospital after a man had an accident with his motorcycle. I know it's a little bit descriptive, and I went into the hospital, and his head was just, it was bad. His side was, one of his eyes just was about to come out of his head. It was just horrible. And the wife told me to pray for him. And again, I was there. I'm just going to pray. I don't feel anything. I'm just going to pray to make the wife feel a little bit better. That was the carnal side, the natural side. But in my spirit, I knew that the Lord is mighty, that the Lord is powerful, that His anointing is real, that by faith is not by feelings, that sometimes you're going to pray and you are not going to feel anything, but His healing power is going to come into your body and He's going to heal you. And I prayed for that man in that hospital. And I remember a few weeks afterwards, she called me, the wife, and said, guess what? My husband is out of the hospital and he's doing okay after he almost died after that accident. And obviously, all the glory is to the Lord. He is the healer. I'm not the healer. So now I just want to pray. If there's somebody watching online and you've been dealing with sickness or symptoms, and maybe it's been a long time, and you are like, oh, I don't think anything is going to happen. Maybe that's what the devil is telling you right now. But I want to tell you right now, the Lord is saying another thing. The Lord is saying, I am willing. I am willing. You are going to be healed. This is your last night with that sickness in the name of Jesus. So if you are watching and you want me to pray for you, just right now, wherever you are, in your home, in your kitchen, in your car, you tell the Lord, Lord, yes, right now I receive my healing. Yes, Lord, I believe that you are willing, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'm going to pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every person watching online. Lord, for those people that are probably going through symptoms or sickness, but right now that are telling you, yes, I believe in you, Lord. Yes, I believe that I was healed by your stripes. I was healed. Lord, thank you. Right now, I receive my healing. And from this moment on, I declare myself healed, not because I have done something, not because I have prayed hard, not because I have fasted for so many days, but because you have healed me. You took my sickness on your own body. By your stripes, I was healed, and I received my healing. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank you, Lord, because you are mighty, because you are wonderful, because you never failed us, Lord, because you are faithful. You always keep your promises. Thank you, Lord, because you are our healer, and we will always believe that. We will always preach that Christ, you are the healer, and we are the healed of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.